Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show. We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Jenna just walked into the room and goes, oh! I'm like, what's wrong? And she goes, I don't know, I'm just excited.
I'm just excited. I mean, we have like a long weekend approaching, and I feel
the good vibes hit
I'm in
you
a
real
good
quick.
Mood. I think I've been doing a lot of yoga and meditating, and I just feel relaxed.
Good vibes only.
I'm trying.
There you go.
I feel relaxed.
Speaking of good vibes, we got a Kids Kids reveal coming up in about 20 minutes.
All right.
At church.
Church.
I don't think we've ever done it at church.
No, have not.
This is the first time.
This was cool.
Okay.
This was very cool.
And Big Al, you were there for this one.
I was.
All right, cool.
Please tell me you went to the full service, not this.
Not the full, but I was there. I did hear a good portion of the sermon, and it was great.
Did you interrupt it?
No. It was great.
Speaking of you, Big Al, we got a text here for you.
All right.
Regarding your date today.
Oh, boy.
Can you tell Bam, Big Al Mac, to put on to put on some dang jeans and shoes made out of leather before he embarrasses his girl in front of her friends?
Hey.
Big Al, I think your outfit's fine.
Why didn't you at least wear... You have a favorite of mine, the workout outfit you wear, and you don't ever wear it. I don't know why. Mm. The maroon.
You don't
want to
turn you on, girl.
Oh, yeah.
The oxblood Lululemon top and bottom. I love that particular matching set of yours. It looks... together.
He doesn't want to make it too awkward at work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't want it to get too out of control.
It's so funny. I've told him twice how much I love that outfit. Never seen it again.
Yeah.
Well, it's there somewhere. My clothes do a rotation of body, dirty clothes, a pile in the closet.
Yeah.
Washer for a day or two. You probably have to wash them twice because you forget.
Yeah.
Dryer, and then the clean clothes. But not the dresser. They very seldom make it back into the dresser.
They just go back on the body.
The dresser is actually full.
That's especially how workout clothes go.
Yeah.
You just dress from the dryer.
Yeah. Also from the text regarding your outfit today for your date, Big Al.
Yes.
You should never wear on a date what you put on in the morning. You begin to smell like outside or sometimes musky. Put something that is fresh and clean.
I love that text. You smell like outside. It's so true.
Yeah.
You know kids, when someone smells like outside.
Always. It's at 11.
It's all kids. Yeah, he'll
know,
be fine. He's going to smell like inside.
Did you just play golf?
He's trying to show her his pheromones.
Yeah.
That's all he's trying
to
do.
There you go.
Get her all into whatever his smell is all about.
It's very cash. It's like a popcorn eating date.
That's right.
Yeah, very cash.
Come on now. All right, let's get to First World Problems.
First World Problems.
Big Al's going to smell like outside on his date today. Hashtag First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
That's 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
This is where you tell us what's going on in your life. The things that you want to complain about, but you feel bad because, let's be honest, there are worse things going on in the world.
Absolutely.
Like this text right here. I bought so many new outfits this past weekend that I was late to class every single day this week because I couldn't figure out what to wear. Hashtag first world problems.
Right, that's a first world problem.
Yeah.
So many clothes, I couldn't make up my mind.
I love that problem.
Speaking of school, not even a month into classes and I've already had two meltdowns, questioned my life, and gotten strep. I think I'll just sleep the semester away. Hashtag first world problems.
Wow, that's a rough start.
Yeah. That's school problems right there. We might have to do school problems next week now that school's back in session.
Right.
Let's go to the phones real quick. Hold on one second. Brady?
Yes, hello?
Hi, Brady. What is going on in your life, sir?
Well, I recently just found out that my ex-girlfriend was cheating on me with my grandma's ex-boyfriend.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And let me remind you, she's in her 20s and he's in his 60s.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Wow. Bro, I mean, that's one of those where you just gotta, like, laugh at it, right?
I'm so sorry, bro. Come by. Please let me buy you a beer.
Please tell me at any point you said to her, gross.
Yeah, please.
I really didn't say much. Just found some messages, and, she really didn't have a phone after that, so...
Wow. Man.
Yeah, it was rough.
Wow, Brady, I'm sorry. With the grandma's ex-boyfriend.
You need a beer and a shot, dude. I need.
Yeah.
Come by and see me.
Free drinks at Al's Bar.
You get some free drinks, though.
I'm sorry, Brady. Have a wonderful day, buddy.
Oh, my goodness.
Grandma's ex-boyfriend.
I didn't mean to laugh like that. I thought we were all laughing.
It's funny,
but... He was laughing, too.
It's funny when it doesn't happen to you.
It's a sad story.
Maybe, like, mom's ex-boyfriend. Okay, I can get that. But grandma's?
Yeah,
she's in her 20s.
Hey, some of those older men.
Thank you, Kelly.
I mean,
They got it going on.
There's a 40 age gap there.
Some of them got it going on, so I'll say.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
But physically more than a 20-year-old?
Come on. That's...
Brady, he's probably like filthy rich.
Nah.
Probably.
I wish I would ask for Brady that. He's gone now.
Yeah.
Hopefully Brady finds a girl that's not going to cheat on him with a 60-some-year-old guy.
Yeah, right.
Hi, Teresa.
Hey, how are y'all?
Doing excellent. What's your first world problem?
Okay, so yesterday my boss gifted me a Starbucks gift card because we've been super busy with any sponsorship we acquired.
Okay.
So we've been crazy busy. He gave me this gift card for a job that I already get paid to do, so that's already a first world problem. And this morning I had to get up 10 minutes early, so I had time to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, you did.
Set your alarm and everything.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, that 10 minutes of sleep is very crucial in the morning. I get really... Do you get mad when you wake up before your alarm goes off? I get angry.
No, I'm kind of like happy that I get to go back to sleep a little bit more. It makes me happy when I wake up and realize I can sleep more.
But if it's like 5 minutes, you're not going to get anything done.
Oh, I go back to sleep.
I'd be so mad.
I question the mentality of snooze. You know, like what?
Man, I snooze.
9 minutes. What's 9, 10 minutes?
What's nine? Yeah, I know.
And I hit it for an hour.
Yeah.
I'm awful.
Yeah, I just don't get it. It doesn't give me enough sleep.
Yeah.
20-minute snooze is what we need. That's what we need
right
there.
That's a nap. That's not snooze. That's a nap.
Taylor sent us a first world problem on the text with a picture. And she said, I recently got engaged and I want to show off my rock. And boy, is that a rock. But I was born with crooked pinkies. So I'm scared that the only thing people will see in the ring pick is my crooked pinky.
Now, I'm looking at it.
I didn't
think a thing of it until you said something.
Don't say that, because all I saw was your gorgeous ring in hand, and now I see your crooked pinky.
I didn't notice, Taylor, until you mentioned it.
Honestly, I just thought you were holding your hand that way.
Yeah.
I feel like it's when someone's like, I have this huge zit. You didn't even see
it
until they brought it up.
Yeah. So if you don't bring it up, we won't notice it there.
And Taylor, hashtag on the crooked pinky life.
Yeah, you can relate.
My right pinky's just...
Yeah. But your ring is beautiful, and so is your watch, and your bracelet, and your fingernail.
Yes.
And your hand.
And congratulations.
All David Yurman.
You have a hot hand.
A hot hand.
She has a hot hand.
Yeah.
She can be a hand
You
model.
Can be a hot hand model, for real. Yeah. Hi, Olivia.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good.
Nice. Doing great. What is your first world problem?
So, my subwoofers in my car make my bass so loud that it's hard to hear JC and Big Al talk sometimes.
Ooh, because you all about that bass.
Maybe it's because our voice is too bassy.
Yeah, our voice is too deep.
You know what I'm saying? Wow, that's actually cool for me and Al.
Yeah, I guess so.
Our voices are too manly for your car.
Turn up the treble a little bit.
Yeah, you need treble.
Yeah.
I found that out with my biological grandma that we just found.
Mm.
I can't talk to her on the phone.
Because?
Because she's hard of hearing, and she can't hear men.
Certain tones,
Our men's voices are too bassy for her, so for some reason, her ears do not pick it up.
Interesting.
She can only talk to my wife if we call her.
Wow.
Or my daughter. Even Kaysen sometimes, because his voice is getting a little bit deeper.
That's
she doesn't register it. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Huh. Or maybe she just doesn't like to hear men talk.
Right, yeah.
Just blocks us out.
So a lot of the times, maybe your wife is not ignoring you, fellas. Her hearing's just off, and the bass is not reaching.
But don't try that the other way around.
Yeah, it's not working for us, guys. We can't use that. Hi, Sydney.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Sydney, what's going on?
Oh, I'm at school.
Yeah, but you sound down.
Is
your first world problem getting you down?
No, I ran out of cake.
You ran out of cake.
So what happened?
So I passed my test, my math test, and my mom said I was going to get cake when I got home.
Mm-hmm.
I came home and the cake was gone.
Oh.
They had eaten it before you got home?
The ghost caked.
Like, I think my family ate it.
Oh, my God.
My family ate my cake.
Yeah, look, Sydney over here.
That's celebration
to me. I know.
I'm sorry,
Sydney.
I'm sorry, baby. I'm so sorry.
I'll buy her cake, Al.
I'll buy your cake, Sydney.
Can we buy
your
cake, Sydney?
Yes, hang on, okay? I'm going to buy your cake. What's your favorite?
Birthday?
Yeah.
The birthday? Yeah.
What flavor?
Confetti.
Flavor, like red velvet or chocolate or vanilla, what? Vanilla. Okay. Hang on just a second. Okay?
Yeah, we'll get you a cake.
We'll get you a cake.
And poor thing.
Don't you share that with your family,
no.
Sydney.
Your cake.
It's your cake. We're going to put Sydney on the cake.
Like, I may even have it delivered to your school, so you get it first.
Yeah, they didn't study and get that good grade on the test, so they don't get any of the cake we're sending you. Deal with
okay.
All right. Have a wonderful day.
I'm going to send you a cake.
I know. Sydney's devastated.
I ran out of cake. I ate all the cake.
You're going home, like, waiting to get that cake and going home. Man.
Back when life was simple.
And then you look at the cake tray, and it's a little plastic.
There's no cake.
There's no cake in there.
I found a cupcake in my fridge a couple days ago, and I figured it was for me because there was only one, and I ate it.
Uh-oh.
And, like, 2 hours later, my kids get home from school, and I hear my daughter weeping. I'm thinking something bad happened. I walked in.
Something bad did. Yeah.
She goes, my cupcake's gone. So I was like, oh, mommy must have ate it.
There you go.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'm not narking on myself.
Oh, had a little crumb on your lip.
No, sir. I was like, I don't want to be the heartbreaker over here.
A little icing on your shirt.
Mommy must have ate it. Hi, speaking of delicious sweets, hi, Amber.
Hey.
So what happened to you? What's your first world problem?
Okay, so you see what happened was I'm in culinary class, and I had to come up with a brand new cookie. My cookie is a chocolate chip cookie with a brownie in the middle with white chocolate on it. Mm. I made 100 of those yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Got up the next morning. There was one left in the refrigerator.
One?
What?
Good, huh? One.
Yeah, well, I have 6 siblings.
And they ate 100 cookies or 99 cookies?
Were they high? What in the world? That just goes to show how good they were, I guess.
You can find the culprit with whoever has a stomach ache probably.
Yeah,
this
right.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Who
ate it,
Amber?
I get up this morning and make 100 more.
Oh Amber, thing. I'm so sorry.
Hey, do you mind making a cake for me as well?
Would you like me to make that girl a cake?
Absolutely. I'll get you info. I'm going to need somebody to make it.
All right, so we got Amber holding together.
I need to try the brownie cookie. I've made Oreos in chocolate chip cookies.
Uh-huh.
Really good.
Oreos.
In the middle. So if you bite into the big chocolate chip cookie and there's Oreo in there.
Right.
A full Oreo.
Mm.
Yeah, you have to make them bigger.
Delicious.
I want to put brownie in there, though.
Oh, we have some more instructor first world problems here. Right. School's back in session. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good.
Doing excellent.
What's your first world problem?
So I'm a CPR instructor, and yesterday my student was saving the mannequin, and when she said, hey, are you okay? I need some help. Call 911. I hear another voice in the room, and it is 911 that her Apple Watch dialed.
When she said, yeah.
So she's saving the mannequin, and her Apple Watch called 911, and all of a sudden I hear another voice say, 911, what's your emergency?
Oh, no.
That Apple Watch will get you in trouble with the 911. It got me in trouble, remember?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
with the wife. Did they show up to the school or anything, did they?
No, they didn't. It's a hospital, but she told them it was a mistake.
Oh, my. Hmm. Yeah, these guys are already at the hospital, so everything's cool. Thanks, Jessica.
Man.
I was scared my watch was going to call 911 again.
Well, don't say it. You can't even say
it. Don't call 911, please. Hi, Callie.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
You sound excited this morning.
I am very excited.
What's up?
Well, you got on the radio, and now you get to share your first world problems with us. How old are you, by the way, Callie?
14.
14 years old, and you're having a first world problem already this young, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What happened?
My dad is making me ride the bus home today.
Oh. Well, look on the bright side. There might be somebody really cute on there.
Yeah, you might meet a guy.
You never know.
You never know. But it's the bus. Sometimes the bus can be fun.
The bus can be fun.
I feel like the fun of a bus loses all the glamour when you get to high school.
Mm.
And like before that, it's cool. And then you get to high school and you're like, man, you gotta ride the bus. Good luck. You'll survive, Callie.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day at school.
Yeah, right.
And it's football season, and Jen has a first world problem revolving around football season. What happened, Jen?
Oh, my God. Hey, Callie from South Carolina. Hey. Okay, so y'all, I was riding like at Picnic my son off
at
like 8 every day from middle school football practice.
Uh-huh.
But you know how y'all were talking about like smelling outside?
Okay. So he decides to take his shoes off every day because he says his feet hurt. Uh-huh. Y'all, I'm like bad mom because I like roll the windows down and open the sunroof. And yesterday it was so bad I made him cry because I was gagging.
Oh, yo, when you make your mom gag because your feet smell bad,
that's bad.
Yeah,
South Carolina feet.
It's all humid outside too. Get all sweaty feet. Oh, we got some athlete's foot.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling, Jen, out in South Carolina.
Love hearing from my South Carolina people.
And good luck to your boy this season in football.
Little stank foot.
Thank you for your first world problems, Kid Nation. I know we got a bunch of them. We'll get to them next week, hopefully. But we do have to get to this because Kids is right around the corner.
Yeah.
Our trip. Right around the corner, and we have a very special Kids reveal that took place at church with Big Al Mack.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get to hear that next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
If you're wondering if we give away the ultimate lunchbox, we have not done that yet. The school bus has not arrived, so that there's still a chance.
Soon.
There's still a chance for you. But right now, we got to get into Kids.
Yay!
Right around the corner.
It is.
Every year in November, we take a select group of kids and their families, mom, dad, brother, sister, sometimes grandma, on a once-in-a-lifetime trip. And the mission is to provide hope and happiness by creating beautiful memories for families of children with life-altering or life-threatening conditions. And if you want to nominate a family for Kids, go to kidskids.org. That's KIDDS.org. You'll find pictures, you'll find videos, you'll find everything you need to know about Kids. If you're a new listener or if you're just finding out about our charity, this was started over 20 years ago by Kid Craddock, who started this show as well. And his mission in life was for this to continue after he left radio.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, he passed away 5 years ago. So what we want to do is we want to keep this going. His daughter is the CEO of the charity now. She runs it. And you're going to start noticing that some of the kids are already being told.
Yes.
Yeah.
We call these kids reveals. Sometimes we take a part in these. Sometimes we just let them know by mail. And there's already some posts being thrown out there on Facebook. I got a DM yesterday on my Instagram.
Okay.
And it was a post from Rachel. And it said, Sophia was nominated and selected to attend the Kids trip this year. We are going to Disney World. We're going to be going with the Kid Craddock Morning Show host from B97. And then there's a picture of Sophia holding her invite that says, get excited. You're going to Disney World.
Yeah.
Nice.
Smiling big. And Jen, I believe you have a letter there for us.
I do. This email is from Leah Chase, who says, one of my sweet daughters, Parker, became the recipient of a kids trip tonight. My family cannot thank you enough for this amazing blessing. This was God's perfect timing as the 11th anniversary of her diagnosis was Sunday. Thank you for giving us something that my husband and I would have never been able to give our family. We have never taken a family vacation. Wow. What an amazing way to take our very first one. Parker will also turn 12 on November 20th. What an amazing way to celebrate another birthday.
That's beautiful.
Looking forward to hanging out with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're going to get to meet all these kids, and we definitely get to meet them all. We have a nice introductory dinner where we get to meet the families.
We get to ride rides with them and hang out with the families.
And sometimes we meet these families beforehand because we get to be involved with the reveal. And that's what happened in this case with you, Big Al.
Yeah, we're trying to come up with creative and fun ways to let the families know that they're going on this trip. So, I was lucky enough, fortunate enough, to be involved with this one, with the Mitchell family. The kid is Dylan Mitchell. He's 12 years of age.
Uh-huh.
And on September 3rd of last year, Dylan and his dad were driving home, and unexpectedly, they were cut off by a car trying to beat them getting off of the highway, onto the ramp. So, to try to avoid the accident, Dylan's dad, Bertrand, he swerved, hit the median, causing their car to flip a few times, and the car actually landed on the nose of the car. So, you know what I'm saying? Like the grill
just
to the ground.
Basically, straight on.
And Dylan did have on his seatbelt, but he was very badly injured, and somehow he severed his spinal cord, causing him to be paralyzed from the waist down.
In the blink of an eye, your life has changed. You have a completely healthy kid.
Yeah.
You're driving down the road.
But let me say this. And I'm kind of putting the cart before the horse a little bit, but I met this kid and his family, and he is such a trooper, and he's got the greatest attitude ever. So, I'll set the scene for you a little bit. With the help of Brother Samuel Bailey at the Church of Christ in Cedar Valley, we did this reveal, and he also enlisted the help of the entire congregation. Mm. I'm sitting here in, I caught the tail end of a sermon.
Are we gonna cry?
And it was a beautiful sermon. I'm sitting there enjoying this, and I'm at church. This is, I'm feeling good. And then, Brother Samuel Bailey asked the congregation, like I said, to help him tell the family that they were going to Disney World. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, y'all know it. I've never seen a preacher in the pulpit sing the Mickey Mouse song. M-I-C. Everybody's like, what in the heck is going on here?
The scripture tells us to weep with those that weep and rejoice with those that rejoice. And I have a special announcement that Bertrand Mitchell, Kawada Mitchell,
Show. Glad to have you coming to Disney World with us.
Oh, I'm happy too.
Oh, my God.
That's so much.
Absolutely. We didn't have any clue about what was going on.
I think it was real until that man came to me and my face started yelling.
Yes, yes, yes.
With the anniversary of the accident that he and my husband were in approaching, it's so appropriate. I'm just excited. I'm going to wear many ears. I'm going to buy some Minnie Mouse outfits. Like, we are going to go all out.
This is what really I think life is about, is just, you know, making somebody else's day brighter. So I think Kids did something today that's just, you know, remarkable.
Hey, I'm Dylan, and we're going to Disney World.
I think I automatically fell in love with that family.
Oh, Dad just sat there like, what is happening right now?
What in the world?
Dylan was sitting in his wheelchair on the front row of the church. And Pastor Bailey,
yeah,
he starts singing M-I-C. And the congregation's like,
what?
What is he doing? I mean, it's at the end of service. And he says, stick around. Don't leave yet after he did the benediction. Don't leave because we have something very special. So I noticed people are just looking around. And black folks, it's a black church. He's singing the Mickey Mouse song in church. What's wrong?
Oh, Al, that was so great. You were dressed so nice for this, too.
The biggest smile on his face, and I can't wait to hang out with him.
Oh, he's so cute.
Awesome.
Dylan's sitting in the front. He's got one leg up, crossed on his knee, smiling.
Big old smile, ear to ear.
Dad's looking around like, what in the world is happening right now? Mom is smiling, but she doesn't know what's going on.
So thank you to Psycho Shannon, because she puts these things together for us.
Awesome.
And she doesn't get a lot of the credit. Nobody knows. She's behind the scenes working all this out, talking to the church, talking to the pastors. And if you want to see some peculiar looks, you roll up to the black church with a couple of white cameramen with cameras on them.
And Shannon.
Yeah. Hey, man, what y'all doing up here? I said, so I'm trying to explain it. You know, it was very odd.
Suspect.
Yeah, but it was all good because we couldn't tell anybody what was going on. It was a complete surprise.
Right.
So, but anyway, thank you to the church. Thank you to Pastor Bailey. And thank you to the Mitchell family. We look forward to seeing you.
Yeah, we do. And if you're wondering, how do we pay for this trip?
You listening right now.
You help us out. We do Kids Day, where we dedicate an entire show.
It's coming up.
To raise the funds for the trip.
Hey, and we're always accepting donations. That's the one day we bug you all day. But
you can go
anytime. Story moved you just now. Yeah, you just go to kidskids.org and donate.
There's a big donate button at the top right-hand corner, so you can donate whenever you can. But Kids Day is where we raise the bulk of our money.
Mm-hmm.
And this is who you're sending to Disney World. These are the kids you're sending. These are kids that were living life regularly, and just something happened, and their life changed. And we, what did Kid call it? It's a lottery.
Healthy kid tax. Because a majority of our donations are $5, $10, $15.
Yeah.
$20 maybe. So don't think that any amount is too small to give.
Right.
It adds up.
Just call it your healthy kid tax for the year.
There you go.
Good job, Big Al. That was really awesome.
Thanks, man. That was great. I enjoyed it. And got my church on it.
Got your church on at the same time, my man. All right. Hey, we do have that ultimate lunchbox. We told you the school bus has not arrived, so I would be listening for that next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Back to school.
I'm going to school. It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
All right, Kid Nation, I know you got everything you needed. You got the clothes, you got the pencils, you got the backpacks, but you forgot the lunchbox. I know. It's tough. That's why we want to hook you up the ultimate lunchbox right now. What's it look like, Big Al Mac?
Oh, it's a beautiful aluminum-colored, does aluminum have a color?
Steel. Aluminum.
Silver. Lunchbox, and it has our picture on it. It says Kid Nation.
Yeah.
Look at that.
And it's us in a cartoon form.
Yeah.
You could fit a sandwich and fruit and some chips in there if you want.
Good.
It's all up to you.
Yep.
We'll hook you up with a Visa gift card, $250, and some tasty cake to stuff in that lunchbox if you give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We're looking for caller number 13 to win that lunchbox.
Lucky 13.
I told you to be listening for the school buzz. It was coming up. And boy, do we have some juiciness. Right now.
Juiciness.
Yeah, this is all stemming from the cheater video from last week.
Oh, that thing is still around?
Oh, yeah. So, if you missed this, we did post a lot of these calls online at KidNation.com. Basically, what happened, to give you the short form, there's a video that went viral, I believe, over 4 million views. And we were told about this video because during... What was it? Does that make me crazy or first world problems?
First world problems. Yeah.
A lady called us and said, my son-in-law, who's supposed to be getting divorced with my daughter and won't let her leave.
Won't sign the papers.
Became a viral sensation because of this video. And we're like, what? Was she in it? Nope. The daughter was not in it. The wife was not in it.
It's two new women in his life.
Two new women. What turns out to be, it was a girl in the bed, guy in the bed. Then you see a woman walking in. Who happens to be videotaping. You never see this woman.
Mm-hmm.
You just hear her say, after he goes, what? She says, you just told me you loved me yesterday. And he says, you're blanking crazy. Video cuts off. We talked to the girl in the bed.
Yep.
Who said she was dating this guy.
Yeah, for months.
Spring,
right?
They were having a relationship. We talked to the mom of the guy who said her son can do no wrong.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah, there were some lies and she's... She said there were two sides of the story, and you know we're hearing variations of the truth.
Exactly.
Right.
And she had a reason for everything for her son. And then the son called, the guy in the video.
Dakota.
He called in, and he told us that he was not dating the girl that was videotaping or the girl in the bed. He and the girl in the bed were on a break.
It's an odd way to take a break.
But hooked back up.
Yeah. And the girl that was videotaping them was the girl he had just met. At a bar, no big deal.
Right. And
nothing was happening. She had dated my roommate, not me. What?
And he said she didn't have a key. We were like, how'd she get in? I didn't give her a key. She got it out of my truck.
She got it out of the truck.
So, you know.
Yeah.
He had an excuse for that, too. Yep.
And among other things that other women said he had said, but he did apologize. So if you listen to the call, he does apologize for what he did.
But the one thing we were missing was the point of view from the person taking the video.
Yes. Because what Kelly was wondering was, because he said as soon as she got done taping... No words were spoken, and she left.
Everybody went to work and went about their business, which sounds highly suspicious to me.
Yeah, everybody was happy, according to him.
Because the girl in the bed said no. He escorted the videographer out of the room, and then they proceeded to have a huge argument, and he threw all of her stuff in the yard, which is way different than his version, which was, no, it was not a big deal.
We're not dating. Yeah, so there was a little bit of cheating going on, according to him.
I'm like, fine.
Yeah. So...
Where are we at now?
So we received a message on social media from a girl who claimed to be the videoer.
The videographer.
And we verified this. It was her. It was her Facebook page. And she wanted to call in and give her side of the story. And this is what Joy had to say.
We did meet at the bar. And I left my phone in his truck after he dropped me off. And so I went back to his house, and there's been a lot of, like, rumors going around. Well, he gave me a key. Oh, my gosh, that was so fast. But, no, he never gave me a key. When I got my phone out of the truck, I found a key there.
Gotcha.
Right. Well, okay. I'm just going to figure out what's going on because there's something wrong, and I don't know what it is, but I'm going to find out.
And you had been seeing him...
How long?
To what extent before this?
I mean, we really hadn't seen each other. Literally, Friday night was the first night that we'd seen each other. we had exchanged messages before, but I mean, nothing more than that.
Let me ask you this, Joy, because in the video at the end of it, you are heard saying, but you told me you loved me yesterday for the first time. Was that true?
Yes.
Okay.
So he met Tuesday or whatever, and then by the weekend, he told you he loved you.
He's Mr. Fall in Love quick.
I mean, I have made mistakes before, so I don't want to sit here and put the blame. And yes, like, he did was wrong. And I mean, honestly, I should have never gone in this house. But I'm kind of backtracking myself now because with mistakes that we've all made, I'm sitting here thinking, why? Because what if my mistake was put all over social media? I definitely regret it. If I could take it back, I would.
That's an adult point of view.
Mm-hmm, very.
A lot of the times, in the heat of the moment, we're so angry, we just want to hurt the other person, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to post, and here it is. Joy, after she sat back on it, this is why the video was taken down. It wasn't taken down by Twitter where it went viral. She took it down, and she said it wasn't even her who posted it. It was her cousin. And she said it's, and she does have a point.
Truly, you have to think about the ramifications.
Oh, yeah.
It could have gotten really bad.
Really bad. And she does have a point. Look. He's not a good guy to girls. He was playing a bunch of girls, including those two girls.
But she said, I overreacted as well.
And that could be handled in a personal matter where you sit down with him without embarrassing the guy because he does have a life. He does have a job.
Or vindictive act.
Yeah, he does. He does have to still live after this experience.
Right. Yeah.
Hopefully he learns from it. But the problem with this is that it went viral. You don't expect it when you have a couple hundred followers that millions of people are going to pick it up.
Usually when something happens like this, you're like, okay, well, I'm leaving. I'm done with this relationship. But now it's so easy to try and get back at somebody by posting. That's the easiest thing to do.
Well, you know why it went viral? It's because so many women, when they've been in this situation, wish that
they would have done
out this way. Yeah. That they would have caught him, that he would have looked like the bad guy.
Right. Yeah, you just want people to know what kind of guy he is because I think it's a defensive mechanism where you don't want that to happen to another woman. I think you're looking out for the future girlfriend.
But these things can easily spin into something way bad. I mean...
Yeah,
they can,
dangerous.
Like, dangerous. I mean, you don't know.
But she did tell us he did get up, and he escorted her out. She said she didn't feel threatened, and she didn't know what happened after she left the house. But she said she did leave. She left because she was over it. She was done. She saw what she needed to see. And Joy called. You can check that out. Yep. Again, we have it's like a little soap opera.
Or big soap opera.
Big soap opera.
Yeah, but it's true. You know, it's...
Man.
Real life stuff.
Definitely not the call I was expecting to get from the girl that was taping. It was a lot more calm and collected. And actually, she had a very solid point, and she regrets posting the video. So that was Joy. That was the girl that taped it. So I guess our little soap opera can officially be over.
Well, actually, Dakota's getting married. I'm going to the bachelor party this weekend.
Going to school.
It's time for kids across the country to jump back on the bus.
Hello, Lori.
Hi.
What are you up to right now?
I'm at work.
Oh.
What do you do?
I work at a horse farm.
Oh. Horse farm.
Well, nice.
Nice.
Every little girl's dream.
That's right.
Yeah.
Are you an equestrian?
I am.
That's right.
I have an equestrian. Do you need a lunchbox?
I sure do.
Well, congratulations, Lori. You're calling number 13. So, Lori, you got this limited edition Kid Nation lunchbox.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people are going to have this bad boy right here. So, when you walk around town with your lunch, everybody's going to know you're a winner.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
You also have a Visa gift card in there with $250. So, you could buy whatever you need to buy for your horsies or whatever you want to buy for yourself. And some delicious Tasty Cake products.
There you go. Thank you, Tasty Cake.
I love Tasty Cake.
I know. We all do, Lori, and we're still waiting for ours.
Lori, one quick question before we let you go. If I were to buy a horse, what kind of horse would be the best kind of horse to buy?
Oh, my God.
One that knows its style very well.
Knows its...
One that knows its what very well?
Knows its job. A very good horse.
Oh, knows its job. Horses have jobs.
They do.
Man.
Yes, they do.
They're utilitarian.
They sure are.
Okay.
Well, Lori, you have fun out there with the horsies this morning.
Thank you.
Al, you want to do your horse?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Bro, is a horse in here or what?
Right?
Yeah. Lori, you hold on first. We'll get you all set up with your lunchbox, okay?
Thank you.
Bye, Lori. Hold on. Boom, just like that. All set up. The ultimate lunchbox.
Do it again tomorrow.
We got another one tomorrow, by the way. Just making sure. You know what I mean?
Oh, another one.
We have limited amounts. I don't know if people stole them.
You could just be giving that willy-nilly, Kelly.
Yeah. You got to make sure we got them, Kelly.
JC says nilly-willy.
I do say nilly-willy.
You get confused sometimes.
I'm dyslexic.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Before we get into what Big Al did, I think he was trying to deflect by giving me this news story that we've been into because he doesn't want to talk about what he did, but that's okay. So there's this, I don't know if we talked about it on the radio. We were talking about it off-air a lot.
Yeah, I don't remember if we talked about it on the air either. Sure. I don't think we did.
But if we did, if we didn't, we'll just update it. So there was this video from that Ring doorbell that a lot of people have at their homes, which is one of the best things you could purchase for your house, by the way, for safety, of this lady ringing the doorbell at 3 a.m., and it looked like she had some sort of shackles or
handcuffs.
What it was.
People started dissecting the video, and they were saying, no, she was probably drunk. It looks like it's a lanyard.
She could have been sleepwalking.
Yeah, she might have been at a concert.
So we were going and asking each other, would you open the door at 3 o'clock in the morning? I'm like, I wouldn't. I'm sorry.
That's the real thing. It's scary as a girl, because what happens if you are in a terrible situation trying to escape and no one wants to open the door for you?
I don't know if this is sexist or not, but I think for a woman, I would. But for a man, I would be very apprehensive.
And a lot of criminals
use women.
They use women to set you up.
And so you're wondering, am I going to open this door for this woman and then three guys are going to rush it, kick the door open, and then I screwed myself over?
In the video, she didn't even have on shoes.
Right. You know? She was in clear distress, though. This was not one of those acting situations. Like, if she's an actress, then she should be on the big screen because you could tell something was up. Yeah. We just couldn't tell what. And she rang it and disappeared, and the people that lived at that house and didn't open the door for her didn't get time to because she left. And the police started searching for this person because
they knew who she was.
They wanted to know, what's up? Are you okay? And what happened, Al? What did you find out?
Well, this morning on the news, I heard that this lady had been in a domestic violence situation with her boyfriend. And her boyfriend ended up killing himself.
Taking his own life.
Yeah. Taking his own life with a gunshot.
The following morning.
Yesterday morning.
I guess when he saw the video, he figured eventually they would
catch him or something. So I think
she lived in the neighborhood.
Yeah, the news is still kind of developing on this, but there was an incident. We didn't know there was an incident. The lady was in distress of some sort, and now 24, 48 hours after the video surfaced, the woman's boyfriend is dead.
And they say she's okay. She's with family.
She's okay. Yeah, she's fine.
And those
she's fine, but she's alive.
Those were wrist restraints, and they're the ones that, man, I guess she would use at the hospital to kind of have the padding and leather.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're durable, but she was able to break out of whatever situation she was in.
Wow. You just never know.
You just
never know what folks going through.
So scary.
That's why it reminds me of that story that we were just talking about where, you know, the cheating and all this. You don't know when you post something. You don't know how sane or not sane someone could be.
Because if this video set him off to do that.
Right.
He would have directed it at her.
You never know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Scary situation.
So, why are you a bad guy?
Yeah, to switch gears here, Jenna.
I have been wanting to know, because I know you talked to him yesterday and you were like, you didn't tell me what was going on.
Well, you came in and you wanted to know, and I was like, no. Let's get your reaction on air.
Okay.
I'll see how you would react.
I'll start it, and then you can take over, JC. My truck that I drive to work every day is a little bit larger, and it won't fit in the parking garage where y'all park.
I was making it up for the other things.
So I have to park.
That's the compensation truck.
Compensation truck, yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Everyone knows exactly what that is.
So I have to park in a part of the building that has five parallel parking spots, meaning, you know, you're parking.
Well,
you
next to a curb, basically, yeah.
Meaning you park parallel.
Thank you, Kelly. Yes.
So,
is that the Pillsbury laugh again?
Now, so when I get to work, there's nobody there, generally speaking. But when we leave work, there's other people. My truck is a little big. Sometimes they'll try and cram me in there. And so I started parking. It's a four-door truck. It's hard to park. I started parking where I hog a parking place and a half or a third.
In other words, he's that guy that takes up two spots, and hate this person.
You get a car that's too big for most places, and then you double park.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's annoying. So So yesterday I go, and I've been doing this for two years, a long time.
I hadn't noticed because I don't really see your car parked until you told us the story.
I park in the same spot every day for, like I said, a long time.
Yeah, we don't notice because when I come in, at least, he's the only car in that area at that time of day.
And it really doesn't prohibit the same amount of cars from parking. But if you're pulling up...
Actually, it does.
It does.
Yes.
Okay. You're taking up two spots.
But
there's only five and you're taking up one and a third...
One and a half. That's taking up
or
two.
Or one and a half.
See, buildings have codes. And so what the code is, they have those parking spots for a select amount of cars to take up that spot.
Oh. What'd you do yesterday?
They would not want more than those cars there because that would block traffic, possibly block the entrance, thus causing a possible something to go wrong if there happens to be an emergency.
There could be an incident.
That's why they have that code. So what happened now?
So yesterday, I went out to my car, and there was a note on my door, and it's handwritten. It said, "Why are you taking up two parking spots? Does the world revolve around you?"
Somebody finally had enough and said, "I've got to say something.
I want to find this hero in the building."
So the following day, I pulled up, and I intentionally parked the same exact way that I did the day before.
Taking up two spaces.
Why?
Because he's a jerk.
Because you're mad that someone called you out?
Because he's petty. That's petty.
But it's interesting, JC, that you bring up the word code. That's very interesting to me.
What did I do?
Because I just took a trip up to where your car is parked right now.
Yeah?
And if we post a picture on Kid TV...
Did I park wrong today?
What'd you do?
Oh, no.
We are going to see that JC is parked where it says 2-hour limit. Visitor parking only.
That's what all the spots say.
They make an exception for the morning show.
I have a written email that says I am allowed.
We all park there.
They made an exception for the morning show.
2-hour limit.
Oh, yeah.
The whole garage says that.
Because your parking spot says 1 hour. Now, I'm not sure, but I think...
We got special permission to park where Al parks.
No, we don't.
And I know they wouldn't obviously give you permission to take up two spaces.
There's two trucks up there, just like mine, and mine's one of them, and they both have to park on the outside.
Both equally as well?
Because we won't fit in the thing.
You're just lucky someone hasn't keyed your car or given you a flat tire for that jerk behavior.
Well, people get really angry, and they have... Eventually, it explodes.
Right. And here's the question White Cheddar had yesterday, because we were talking about this, and this is a very valid question. So, why do you take up two spots? Al said, because I don't want to get boxed in. It's happened before.
It has happened before.
And then I got to do the, if you've ever watched Austin Powers, where you're, and then you finally get out. It takes forever. It's like an 80-point turn.
Yeah, yeah.
So White Cheddar said, Al, why don't you just park at the end?
Exactly. Why don't you just park
at the end? Oh, it was Kelly. I'm sorry, Kelly.
That's okay.
I
love being
Forget
a problem solver.
It was Kelly who said
it's very true, because if you're the first there in the morning, why wouldn't you just park on the end or in the front?
You would just be able to pull out.
Pull out.
Why not?
No,
Al's not good.
Do you have a problem with pulling out?
Obviously he has a problem with that.
It's not that hard.
But why?
I don't know. I hadn't thought about it.
Now it's just a territorial, you can't tell me what to do thing.
Where I park is closer to the door. It's a shorter walk.
He's saving 20 feet, probably.
Not even.
It's so absurd.
You know, it wouldn't be so bad if this was your first offense, but didn't you constantly park in handicapped spots in your car?
No. Never.
What'd you do?
I used to back in.
No.
No, you use your mom's pass.
You use your mom's handicapped sticker.
I've done that before, like if I'm going to the store. Not on.
Oh, I've never done that. Oh, yeah.
Not without a sticker.
I'm only doing this if I'm going to the store, or if I'm going to the movies, or if I'm going to the concert.
It's a car like that.
It comes with our car, I think. No, I don't do that much.
Well, you're driving uncomfortable man.
Why are you doodling right now?
I'm just drawing right now.
What are you doing?
I thought I had a good point. To get permission. I thought I had...
We all have permission. It's on an email. In fact, if the security officer pulls up to my car and says something about it, I'll just pull up that email that I got that Claudia sent us, and I'll be like, look, this is from your building.
So I need to get an email.
We all have the
email. Chad, can you write me an email so I can take out 1.5 parking spots, please?
So there's that. Al's that guy.
Everybody's got one thing that they do.
Yeah, but people really hate people that take up two spots.
That's just infuriating.
I know it is.
Especially considering your car's not useful for anything. It's not like you're in a business.
Useful for what? I got five chairs in the back of my truck right now that I'm delivering. to somebody.
But it's like, what are you trying to protect it from? It's a service vehicle. It gets dinged up and stuff. It's not like you're parking a Porsche that you're trying to protect, you know?
Well, no, it's just hard to park. The mirror's out, all out here. It's just hard to maneuver.
I love that you're now being called out for all of your other infractions. Yeah.
What about when you used your fake service dog?
Yeah?
What about when you got someone fired, right? You got someone fired? That's what that message says, remember?
I remember he used Curtis as a fake service dog. I don't know if he got someone fired.
Yeah, was it eating
a drunk server or something?
Oh, yeah.
You got a girl fired?
Yes, I did. Well, I was doing a service for them because she was drunk.
No, something about when you went to a bar to get food.
No.
And your dog. Yes. You had something about your dog.
In the car for hours?
Yeah, you left the dog. Something about the dog. I'm drawing a blank. But you're right, Jenna. It was something about the dog, and we were so mad at you.
Something that I was really mad about. So mad that I can't even remember.
And here's the best part about all this. On top of the Kid Nation members letting us know all the stuff Al's done.
All the horrible things he's done.
There's also the, you guys quit giving Al a hard time.
Thank you.
Let Al park in two spots.
Yeah.
In fact, park in four spots, Al.
It's Al's so lovable, which is true, but it's things like that.
But if I do take up two spots, normally, I'll park like at the grocery store, I'll park like way out. Way, way, way out.
Fine, do that. But take up one spot when you do it.
Yeah. I went somewhere with white cheddar recently, Chattanooga. Someone that took up four spots.
That's wrong.
That horizontal kind of thing.
He just went in the middle of two spots.
Yeah,
and then pulled up forward. Four spots.
Four spots.
Four spots.
And see, I'd have to write him a letter myself.
Didn't want to get his Ford Focus keys.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.